Taz and AJ News.
All right. Lauren Richardson, News 8 in studio. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
You watched the Masters last night?
I did. Actually, my husband and I watched it together. I'm not usually into golf, but I was really into that.
That play is such a level.
Yeah.
That even if you don't like golf, watching that
you have to.
Is
yes.
bananas.
Yes.
Rory McIlroy is having an amazing year on the golf course after winning the Players' Championship on St. Patrick's Day in a playoff. He had to take the Masters to a one extra hole yesterday against Justin Rose. Here's Rory's birdie putt for the win at Augusta.
The long journey is over. McIlroy has his masterpiece.
Nice.
What a moment.
I cried. I'm not going to lie.
So did you really?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was crying. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Like a weight was lifted off of his shoulders. Oh. He was relieved.
I've done it.
I know.
I've done it.
That's the one you really, if you only win one in your whole career, that's the one you want to win, right? Nathan Grube?
Oh, listen, yeah. If I even got invited to play the Masters, that's a win for me. But, yeah, to put on the green jacket, that was, I got emotional, too. I mean, when he fell on his knees and was crying, I'm just like, you just felt the weight of it. I mean, the sports, the life, I mean, all of it was just weighing on him. And that was pretty cool to see.
Now, was he going to get divorced and then he not getting divorced? And what happened there? There was that, too, right? He had a lot of, he's had a busy couple of years.
That cinched the green jacket, now he can stay.
So, yeah. So what's crazy about Rory, and I think why so many people love the guy, is that he is really open about his life. Like, he doesn't pull the Tiger Woods, like, hey, nope, no comment or whatever, and then you find out 20 years later what happened. Like, he talks to the press about, I mean, he was engaged and broke off his engagement, you know, like 10, 12 years ago, and then he gets married and he has a kid. Like, he talks about all of his stuff, and, I mean, to his credit, he owns it. He works through it publicly. I'm like, man, that is like everybody knows about his life. Yeah, I mean, apparently they had some you know, some rocky waters there. But then, like, you see him with Poppy and his wife, you know, they're at the Masters. It's just, I think that's why people get pulled in, is he is very, very open and honest about everything that he's going through. And people can relate. You know, I think they're having troubles or whatever. But it was amazing to see that.
He's the Tiger Woods of the sport now, right?
There's no question. Like, he and Scottie Scheffler, like, what they're doing is pretty amazing. And actually, like, Scottie's season last year was compared to a Tiger season. And now Rory, when you look at, you know, the fact that there are six players in the history of golf that have done what he just did, and it hasn't been done in 25 years to win the Grand Slam. Yeah, I mean, he is in that echelon of elite players. And he's got a lot of golf left. I mean, it wouldn't surprise me if he wins, you know, four or five more.
Nice.
And to do that under pressure, you know,
seriously,
in the playoff.
Everybody's watching you.
Yeah.
Yep.
Pretty good.
I mean, the fact that how long did it take him to start crying? It took like 1.5 seconds, right? Like, that was on the surface.
On the floor.
He was like ready to burst, you know, and you're like, how did he stay composed? It wasn't like he started choking up in an interview, like the putts fell and he lost it. I'm like, that is right on the surface. So the fact that he held it together like that was, and Justin is a competitor. They played on Ryder Cups together. I mean, he loves the guy, but he wanted to win that bad, and to see, you know, what Justin did. And yeah, no, but it was right on the surface, man. As soon as he dropped that putt, he's like, he lost it.
How long of a putt was it? I didn't see it.
Maybe 3 feet. I think. I don't know.
Imagine if he missed it.
He's going to cry either way.
Right.
Yeah.
If I look.
Yeah.
Listen, he had a putt about 15 minutes before that to win from about 4 feet. You know, and that's, I guarantee you, that was going through his head. If he would have made the 4-footer on 18 in regulation, there's no playoff. So he misses that putt, goes to the playoff, and then he was probably thinking, okay, you know what? This is about the same distance as the one that I just missed, you know, 15 minutes ago. So I think he was just like, let this go, please. Right. I just want this to be
over.
Don't blow
it. Don't blow it.
That's the thing. What percentage do you think it is in your head and compared to your ability?
Oh, I think for golf, it is at that level, right? Let's say if you get on tour, all those guys are elite and they're players. I think 80 to 90% of it is in your head as far as like, look, I physically know that I can do this. I know, you know, I've done it for years or whatever. But then when you start feeling that pressure. I mean, you see it like at Augusta. These are the best players in the world, and you see it in majors. You see it at our tournament, at Travelers. I mean, you see these guys. They are the best players in the world, and all of a sudden they start making bogeys when it comes down to the wire. It's like, I mean, 90% mental. It's a ton between the years.
Yeah. It's not, and everyone's watching.
I know. It's so much stress.
I can't.
Anything you do,
I'd be knocking people out.
Seriously,
once again went into the audience.
Right. Oh, right in the forehead. Oh, that had to hurt.
We're running out of ambulances. Oh. Here.
Jazz ball. He jumped over the rope.
Oh, come on, he did that on purpose.
So listen, the guys, I've heard them talk about it. They're like, look, give me a screaming crowd of 30,000 people, but don't make 30,000 people dead silent watching me do something. Like, that is a very different experience.
Unnerving.
Than, you know, a crowd of, it's like, hey, a full stadium, they're cheering, whatever, they're booing. Like, you can kind of get lost in that, but imagine just all the volume gets sucked out of that and every eyeball is on you. Like, that's terrifying.
Hear your heart beating.
Yep. Yeah, if there's a stadium crowd, you know, they're eating hot dogs, they're talking, they're in their cell phones.
Right.
But when it's completely quiet, you know, every single person's watching you make this shot.
Oh, crap. Yeah. You're so sweating, like, oh, I feel excretions.
How many of the top five players from the Masters come into the Travelers?
I think if I check the leaderboard, I mean,
got Rory?
Scotty's coming. Ludvig's coming. He had. I know you and I talked about this last week. That I said, watch out for Ludvig, and he's. I think he finished top five. Who else did? Scotty,
Bryson, the leader. Scotty, Patrick Reed.
I don't think we're going to see. I mean, Bryson just obviously he plays on LIV. I don't think that's going to happen this year. But I mean, Bryson's a guy. We gave him an exemption when he came out of SMU, so we've known him for a decade, and we actually saw him at the Masters. He's like, look, you know, as soon as I'm able, as soon as the tours kind of get back together, I think we'll see him again, but not this year. It's not going to happen this year. Who was it? Xander, I think, was top eight. He's coming. Like I said, I don't have the leaderboard in front of me, but what's cool about Travelers is, you guys know this, we became a signature event, and I used to watch majors like this being like, man, I wish one of those guys would come to our tournament. Now it's like, if the guys are winning the majors, they're coming to Travelers, and I'm excited for our fans about that they get to, they know they get to see Rory in 62 days. They know they get to see, you know, the top guys. And so that's, I get pumped for our fans when they're watching this, like, yes, Rory's coming. I'll see him in 2 months. So that's pretty fun for us.
It is bananas.
Yeah.
Isn't it? Like what you've made that thing.
It's cool. Did good.
Listen, you got it. You guys know this. You got to have somebody who believes in it. And Travelers came in and said, look, we want this region. We want New England to have an event that's theirs, that's their own. And it's the only PGA Tour event in New England. And then all the sponsors come in behind that. And then the fans, my gosh, the fans come in. And the players talk about that. They love the crowds. They love the energy. They're like, you know, we don't get this everywhere. Like, you come here and fans are so appreciative. And they compared our crowds to, like, an Augusta crowd, how they're engaged and they're loud and they're great. So, I mean, the players love the crowds. So I love the fact that the fans get to come out. It's a good combination.
What does Rory like to eat?
What does Rory like to eat?
Yeah.
That is actually an interesting trivia question that I would probably lose. I see him in player dining, and he's, you know, eating the normal stuff.
Yeah, he looks like he eats a lot of salad.
The big pretzel.
I don't see him putting down a large pepper.
He needs some protein, though, you know?
Yeah. He likes
a
large pretzel.
He and Tiger, I would say, really the fitness boom. He was really in shape. And you see him, and to your point, he's very, very fit. So he's probably like a good smoothie of some sort. You know, probably chicken on salad. That probably would not surprise me. I don't think he's getting the double cheeseburger with the extra crispy fries.
Right.
You don't know, though. Sometimes thin guys throw down a lot of major stuff.
No, but you could tell he's healthy.
Right.
You know, he's not one of those guys who can eat, you know, a bunch of burgers and not put on any weight.
Right.
But you could tell. You know, the smoothie and the celery and the olives.
The egg white omelet. Yeah.
But is he happy? Right. Is he happy?
The avocado toast. Yeah.
He gets to pick the menu for next year's banquet.
Yeah.
Where do you put all those guys up?
We'll find out.
Where do you put them up when the Travelers comes in?
Yeah, they stay all over. A lot of the guys, so to your point on health and nutrition, what we found, a lot more of the guys actually travel with nutritionists now. And so they'll rent homes, travel with chefs, and they'll actually stay together, like three or four guys. We'll stay together. They'll bring a chef in. And literally so that – I mean, think about it. If you're on the road every week trying to be an athlete, like, they don't have, like, a team hotel or a team cook, you know, like, hey, all that's rare. Like, they're totally on their own. And so every week they're traveling, and they need to make sure they stay fit and stuff like that. So a lot of the guys have chefs that travel with them and be like, all right, we're having, to your point, egg white omelet, the asparagus, the protein, and stuff like that. So that happens. And then they'll stay all over. I mean, some of them stay down in New Haven, some of them stay in Springfield, West Hartford, Hartford, but a lot of them rent homes and kind of travel together to try to keep the, I would say, the, you know, the feel the same week to week, so it doesn't feel like they're like, oh my God, I got to pack, unpack, and travel. I mean, because they're moving every single week.
Huh.
Well, if Rory needs a place, I got a couple extra bedrooms in my house. You can tell him he can stay there.
You guys are kind. You guys are kind.
I got a little hitting range in the back.
Right.
We fire balls into the woods.
Right. Sign a couple of things we have, things like that, you know.
You guys are givers.
Oh, we'll get it all right.
We're very excited about the Travelers. Nathan Grube, Executive Director. Thanks for coming on. Appreciate it.
Yes, thanks. See you soon. Take care.
Right. Yep.
What do you think? I have a chance of Roy staying or no?
I think so. Yeah. I think
it could happen. Why not?
Nice house.
I see it.
Yeah.
Totally happening.
I have this picture of me backstage with Roger Daltrey at a Who concert. And his in-laws used to live right around the corner from me in Bethlehem. And I would see them all the time, Chuck and Helen.
Yep.
I would see them anytime the Who played. But I would also see them at The Chef, which was a restaurant right near their house. And I thought, you know, what the hell does this guy do when he comes to visit his in-laws? He has nothing to do.
Nothing.
He's out in the middle of the woods.
Does he want to be with
his in-laws? Oh, my God.
Maybe need some quiet time.
What guy wants to? Come on. Yeah.
So there's a picture of me talking to Roger Daltrey. And you could see because I'm like, hey,
you're working it.
Hey, I know Chuck and Helen. They live right around the corner from me. If you're ever visiting them and you want to come over and shoot some pool or whatever, I got this cool party barn and whatever. And you can see his face like, get away from me.
Take down another one.
It's like, yeah, whatever.
Right. Not
interested. Play pool with you.
Take the picture.
Just take the picture.
Right. Every radio DJ wants to play pool with me.
Stop it.
Yeah. It was worth a shot.
Hey, you tried.
If you don't ask.
Whatever.
In my mind, I thought it was going to be like, oh, wow, that's cool. What's your number?
Yeah. Right. Let's hang out.
Yeah, that's smashing.
That's charming fun.
That sounds amazing.
I check with data.
I thought it was going to be me and Roger Daltrey hanging out.
Palling out.
Right. I'll set up my drum set.
Right.
We can play.
Right. I'll sing. He plays drums.
Right.
How cool would that be? Write a song.
In my mind, I had this whole thing worked out. We were going to be pool playing buddies and listen to music together.
Was in town, he stops by.
Yeah.
Roger Daltrey's
He ended that in like a second.
Oh. Yeah, I was like, nope. Not going to happen.
It was like a ski shoe in your dream. Pull! Blue eyes guy.
Lauren Richardson, News 8 in
studio.
Hello.
How have you been?
I've been great. I've been really good. Life is crazy. I have two kids now.
Oh,
congratulations.
Thank you. Yeah, my daughter is 10 months. She just started crawling, and I am constantly looking after her, pulling her away from cords, you know, making sure she doesn't do anything
don't
crazy.
Touch that. Don't
yeah,
touch that.
It's a challenging time.
Safe you can make things, they somehow find a way.
Oh, yeah. She was digging through the trash the other day. I turned around and was like, oh, my gosh.
See, I get yelled at.
Yeah. I mean, you know, you're a little older than her. Just a little bit.
You find cool things sometimes, though.
But, yeah, she was digging through the trash, and her name's Alexa, like, the device.
Oh, no. Why did you do that?
Okay, all right. My mom's name is Alexandra, so I wanted to name her after her.
Nice.
But we all had to disable our phones in the hospital because the moment we started saying her name, our phones were going off. Yeah. Everything was going off. So
will your phone go off for Alexa?
Yeah, for Alexa. I think I had it on my phone, but I had to disable it.
Right.
So,
oh,
yeah. But, you know. Yeah, I learned the hard way.
No Alexa at your house.
No, we don't have one.
No.
We don't have one.
No, because it would be too much.
It's just, it's like bing, 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 you know, so.
Yeah.
Anyway, but we're good.
Good.
Yeah.
I had, what the hell did I have? They had, it wasn't, was Alexa, it was, this little it was this little round. It looked like a hockey puck.
Okay.
And you put it out in your kitchen.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was Alexa.
Is it?
Yeah, it was.
I was going to say.
That's a Google, I think.
There's a Google one. Yeah.
I have seven of them in my house.
It's like a
side
of
so you'd be in trouble if you had a daughter named Alexa.
If I had a daughter named Google, I would be in trouble.
Oh, right. Okay.
I've got about half a dozen Alexas in my house.
Okay.
If I ever mention a TV character or somebody named Alexa, every one of them
goes,
it creeped us out because it would, you know, because when it was like listening or whatever, it would turn blue, the light would come on.
Yes.
And kind of like the circular pattern.
It's listening to
I saw it was on a lot.
Yeah.
Like it was listening to us a lot.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And writing things down.
We would have a conversation, never search something. All of a sudden, it's appearing on our phone.
Yep.
Yep.
I'm like, no.
Okay, what did you say now?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's weird. Like,
no.
I did not mention that.
Yeah.
I don't even know what the hell it is.
I don't even like monkeys.
What does this do? That looks painful.
Justin in Terryville.
Justin?
Justin, talk
Hello.
To us.
Hello.
Justin?
It's the Alexa calling.
Uh-oh.
The evil twin.
What was he calling in for?
He had a story about an Alexa.
Oh, okay. Really? All right. There you
I'm
go.
I'm going to put him on hold, and we'll see if he's there.
Maybe
on
he
the
comes
other.
Back.
Who knew this would spark a conversation?
Yeah, I have a smart home, so like all of my light bulbs are connected to Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
I can turn on everything through the Google.
Oh, wow. So you tell it to turn on your lights.
Yep. I have all the cameras connected through the Google, so I can see the cameras on all the Google screens in the house.
Wow. Cool.
Tony Stark, like, house. Very, like, I wanted it to be very technical.
Yeah. AJ's house is the opposite.
Yeah. I have the opposite.
Ben Franklin would come back from the dead, walk into AJ's house, and say, "You're still on this stuff."
I have a broken home.
Right, Chaz and AJ in the morning, 99.1 PLR.
Big color, bigger savings. Sherwin-Williams Super Sale is here. Get 40% off paints and stains June 5th through the 11th with prices starting at $30.89. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.